248-539-9797. Let's get to Tom in Commerce. Tom, good morning. You're on 97.1.
How are we doing, guys?
Good. Yourself? It's
not bad. As far as the team, I'm going to give them a 3, 3.5. But I think they did Sergei dirty, okay? Because the fact that they did that on a Monday night in January, do a Friday, Saturday game during the holidays or in the springtime. I mean, I know a lot of people that got tickets last minute last night. And it should have been a much bigger deal. And I still think there's a lot of bitterness there.
But for who?
For the team, for when he left.
So that's why they put it on a Monday night?
They were like, hey, we're willing to honor him with the greatest recognition the organization's ever had.
So, but we're gonna do it on
Monday is the slight, like, look, I would have preferred it on a Sunday or a Saturday to your point, but I don't think that's the organization.
And I definitely don't want it over the holidays.
But like, I just don't understand your point, Tom. Like, if they wanted to be petty, they just wouldn't do it at all. Like, do you think looking back, Sergei's going to go, yeah, but they did it on a Monday.
No, I don't think Sergei cares, to be honest.
Yeah.
And that's part of the problem. Whether they did that or didn't, I don't think he cared at all.
I think he 100% cared.
Are you calling him a phony? You think everything he said last night's fake?
No. It's been a long time, and there's a lot of water under that bridge, but I still think there's a lot of hard feelings on both sides.
If he had any hard feelings at all, he wouldn't have said, it was the worst decision I made in leaving Detroit.
I think we're getting a rebuttal on that. See what conspiracy theory stuff online has done to people. Dude, where is that coming
from?
Like,
last night's a feel-good moment.
Yeah.
And look, would Sunday have been...
That's a guy that just can't be happy.
He initially led me to believe that the reason the tickets it didn't sell out, like, so quick... There were tickets available I saw as late as Saturday. I did see the press release. But, like, there was still animosity from fans for him leaving. Or trying to leave, like the whole thing. Like,
I think that's bygones be bygones.
Yeah, where was that coming from?
Yeah.
Look, if you want to poke,
that's the guy that's the most fun at the party.
Like, if you want to poke at some of the problem areas, you could probably inflame some tensions. But I really think it's bygones be bygones, and I think that was the point of last night.
Yeah, on both sides.
Yeah,
the team genuinely did this. You might not like some of the things that are going on with the team or something like that, but come on with that. That's a bunch of hogwash.
Like, I think it's such a small point. Would you rather have been a Saturday or Sunday? I guess, sure.
And in fact, we've talked about this off the air, Jim, but I think they selected last night to troll the Hurricane franchise a little bit because there's the ones that tried to take Fedorov initially.
Well, he accepted their offer. So, I mean, they kind of are at the center of this. They're the first team he tried to leave Detroit for. Detroit blocked it, matched the offer, kept him.
I don't find that coincidental that it was against them.
We pointed that out as soon as they announced it. It wasn't like, oh, I didn't realize this. Immediately, you and I, when the schedule came out and they made the announcement, we noted that.
Yeah, because back in the day, Peter Carmanos owned him, and he was a local guy trying to take Fedorov away.
Yeah. I mean, they even referenced it on the broadcast last night. And then Ken Daniels pivoted to a point about Aho, who did... It was the same thing. The team tried to poach him and Carolina matched the qualifying offer. So, I don't get this feeling that there's still this, like, secret bad blood that's... They wouldn't have done that then.
No.
On either side.